Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, normally on Saturdays at 4 p.m., but this week I've had to move it to today, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and I appreciate and honor those of you who are listening live and on rebroadcast. Again, your host today is me, Barbara Calvano. You can find out more information about me at my website and join me there to receive weekly angel messages and updates of what's happening here in the tri-state area, New York City area, where I reside. And it's B. Calvano Coaching. I'm a certified angel card reader with Doreen Virtue, angel intuitive, healer, have other certifications, and a life coach, and also her assertiveness coach training certification. So that's what I am passionate about. And I'm also an artist and an actor and a wife of 27 years. So that's a personal thing about me. So today is a show that I wanted to do to prepare us for the new year. And it's going to be my last show in December. My next show will be in January. I'm going to be taking a nice Christmas holiday break, finishing up some things, and also for me to prepare for the new year. So to receive additional support throughout the holidays, you know, follow me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching, where I may do impromptu angel card readings, and you can receive support there. And I'll also have a resource page that I'm going to put up on my website to give you additional ideas and things, books that I suggest, and courses that you could try on. You know, the title today is Step Into Your Power in 2017 with the Love of the Angels. And even before I get into that, I want to, one of the supports that I use is Louise Hayes' books and CDs. And here is, I'm going to read one of my most favorite affirmations from her book, You Can Heal Your Life, which I highly, 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 highly recommend to assist you with your physical body, which includes your mind and your spirit, to help you be centered and to clear away old patterns. It really works unbelievably, and she helped herself clear herself of cancer. So it takes rigor, it takes discipline, but we have the ability to move mountains here on the planet. We just have to do the work and allow the angels, God, your higher power, to assist you. But we can move mountains. And what we can shift things that may be just, you know, in a sense, seemingly insurmountable. We can do that. So here's a beautiful affirmation that I think that if you read often, it can give you some support and affirmation. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out for me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, therefore I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities. Working with and for people I love and who love me and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure. For I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world. This is from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. I first received this book back in the early 80s. I used it to help me shift from being an artist who was struggling, working 3-4 jobs, working 7 days a week. I did that for years so that I could stay at home and paint. I had stopped dancing. But in order to make a living here in New York City, it was all about paying the rent and a lot of struggle. So I used the affirmations from this book, and I shifted from that to finding the man that I was going to marry. And I'm now married 27 years. I was able to shift from being a struggling artist to putting on, having exhibitions and selling my work, and then even expanding my creativity to going to acting school and becoming an actor, a union actor, getting work on soap operas and in theater, you know. So I used this book, and it really changed my life about how I felt about myself and what was possible. And I'm going to talk about more about what that is, support. You know, step into your power in 2017 with the love and support of the angels. The love is there. It could appear invisible. Sometimes it shows up as actions around you, people extending their hand towards you, giving opportunities to you. But there is love there. It's only a matter of us to be able to see it, to perceive it, to drop our glasses that we put on, the sunglasses that are tinted to make everything look a certain way for our whole life, you know. And it's a matter of us taking off those glasses and then seeing, oh, there is so much love. We all have baggage. We all have baggage. We all have situations that have stressed us, damaged us, caused us to be paralyzed with fear. We all have situations. Courage to step into your power. Because when you're empowered, what does that mean? It means you are ready, inspired to take actions. Today is a really powerful day. It's 12:12, and it's interesting that I moved the show to today. There's a lot of, you know, expanded information about 12:12 as a portal of galactic activations. But to make it simple, if you think about last January 1st, which was 1-1, that was particularly a very good day for me. Some January 1st aren't so great, but it was a really great day. But we want to go back to 1-1 of this year and see, what did we think about that we wanted to do, create, How did we want to feel this year? And now here we are at the end of the year, 12-12. You know, a lot has happened. A lot has happened in our personal lives, community, in our country, in the world. So it's asking us time. It's so beautiful. We have this right before the full moon tomorrow. What do we want to let go of? And when I say let go, I mean like let go so it's no longer an issue. One of the things years ago I had to let go was, I hated my body. I was a dancer, but I had this issue of my body was never perfect. A lot of us don't have to be dancers to have that issue with their physical body. Some of us may even have disorders. I found out was body dysmorphia. I would look in the mirror and I was never thin enough. You know, I could be a size 2, but I wasn't thin enough. And I mentioned this is because I got help. You know, so what is being asked of us? Love and support of the angels. The angels will be earth angels that can help you. And then you can work with the angels on a day-to-day basis to give you inspiration, clear away stress. The bottom line is that you and I have to take the steps. And if we want that life that is magnificent, where we are going to create starting next year, a number one year, starting a whole new cycle for the next decade, it's going to take us to take actions. And how can we do that more readily? Is to be coached, either by me or someone, where you're in a coaching program where you're held accountable. It could be in a 12-step program, which is for free, basically. It could be with, you know, whatever you can afford. You could be taking a class. But if you really want to disappear an issue, yes, you can call on Raphael to help you with your addictions. And it works. It really does work to work with him. Raphael, to healing any addiction, any addictive patterns. And Michael, to give you courage, confidence, and strength. But if you've been holding on to a pattern, a behavior for more than 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 years, 20 years, you may want to get help from an earth angel, from someone here, and also really get to the depth of your suffering about wanting to let it go. And that will also help you let it go. I'm going to be somewhat maybe rambling a little, but it's all tied together. I'm going to do the weekly angel card reading, which coincides with what I'm talking about. I have the fairy tarot deck that I was guided to use, and it's all about empowerment. I'm going to be changing the way I do my radio shows. I'm not going to be doing them as often. I'm going to be creating more coaching programs, creating more, you know, content like that. So I'll be doing Facebook Live, you know, spontaneous readings, but I may be only doing a half hour on Blog Talk Radio, which you can listen to at your convenience. But like here, even I found on my Facebook page, how many of your timelines are positive? And what I mean positive, you know that you can go to any of your social media platforms that you're connected with and be inspired. Or do you have a lot of drama? In my video that I created with this week's reading, I talk about that you and I can live a drama-free life. It does not mean things are not going to happen. I can guarantee things are going to happen. People are going to get sick. People are going to transition. Your pets and you will have situations. I mean, this is life. Life will happen. But it's going to be about how do we react to it? Do we get pulled into the drama and share and repeat the drama and create more of this drama pie? Or are we so clear now that when we do that, we actually feel less energy? We actually feel depressed. We feel even sick. So it's a matter of finally letting go of that pattern. Many, many of us, and I can speak for myself, was once addicted to drama. Look at what you watch on TV or on your computer. Do you love the highs and lows of people's lives? You know, when I go and do my laundry every few weeks and I see up on the screens, at the TV screens, they show the soap operas. I used to work on soap operas. Now, the storylines are ridiculous. I went because of the paycheck. I never watched them before. Take a look. Are you more interested in other people's made-up lives on reality shows? I don't need to say more. It is a distraction and a diversion from your life purpose. And I'm speaking kind of rigorously because to be empowered is to be in your life, in your body, with what circumstances you have, how much money's in your bank, how much you weigh, exactly as it is. Everything exactly as it is, with your relatives and your neighbors and your boss, and then to be able to be empowered. Yes, it's totally possible. You know, here I have this saying from Louise Hay that, like I mentioned, was on my timeline today. Remember, you have been criticizing yourself for years, and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. And ever since happiness heard your name, it has been running through the streets trying to find you. And that's from Hafiz. And then another from Tony Robbins. Life is found in the dance between your deepest desire and your greatest fear. I'm going to say that again. Life is found in the dance between your deepest desire and your greatest fear. What that means is, in order to be in life, step into your power in 2017, you're going to have to reach down and deep, face your deepest desire, and face your deepest fear. You're going to feel your deepest fear, and you're going to do things anyway. You know, I'm changing my affiliations with business partners next year. I changed a lot. And what I learned in the past year was how much I was tolerating and putting up with a lot of stress. I had become kind of so strong that I thought I incorporated struggling with even my spiritual colleagues and things. And then it hit me because I got ill from it, physically ill. I don't have to put up with so much, insanity. You know, I don't have to be that compassionate. I could actually create things working well, grace and ease. And that started to happen in the past few weeks, in the past few months. So right now is a beautiful time as we go through the holiday season, whatever you celebrate, into the new year. We have a couple weeks where you can really bring in, yes, I'm going to say, the loving energy of Jesus, who is for all people. Here I talk about Jesus as an ascended master, not necessarily affiliated with one church, one religion. His energy is powerful and can help you heal, can help empower you, and just even asking Jesus to be with you, to give you the strength and the clarity, tremendous clarity to move forward. It's a wonderful time to really connect with his energy and Mother Mary's energy. Again, my work with talking with the angels, asking the angels, connecting with the angels is for all people, all paths, all spiritual backgrounds. The angels are a loving vibration, a frequency, pure love. And they are here to assist all of us. All we have to do is ask and be willing to be helped. And then when we receive this information, is to take actions. Another thing I'm guided to share right now from the angels is go ahead and fail. They're saying failure is the way to your success. So many of us use angel card readings and we want readings so that we won't fail. Sometimes we need to fail because it's the very thing we're so afraid of. Like, oh my gosh, I might fail. You know, my husband and I did a network marketing business. One could describe it as a failure because we invested 5 years of our life and a lot of money, a lot of credit card debt. But what I got out of it, I learned so much about finances and people. I grew enormously. And then I found out it wasn't for me. You know, someone could say, well, you failed out then. How come you're not doing that business anymore? Well, I really found out it wasn't for me. So, but did I learn something? Absolutely. There's no way I could learn, you know, the tuition, I call it like life tuition that I paid to learn. I can sniff out greed like, you know, like a beagle going after bugs. You know, I can sense people in a much bigger way than before because I was naive. But by going through that network marketing business that I threw myself into and, I learned so much. So whatever you do, you're going to learn so much and you might fail, you know. And then what is the greatest fear? That someone will think bad things about you? Well, the joke is people already do think bad things about us. Yes, they do. People already gossip. Yes, they do. That's what human beings do. So that we would be so afraid of what people would say, and even our parents, our family members. People do that. Does it change who I am inherently? Hell no. I'm just who I am. But I could be someone who could be so overly sensitive about what someone would say about me that I would allow it to crush me or, you know, to diminish my light. And so what I'm saying is you need to get in there like a football game, get in there or a basketball game, your choice, and get sweaty and fall down and get bruised and then get back up. And then if you have a coach, then you can go to your coach and say, what do I do next, coach? And then go do that. You know, that's living life on the court. It's really not about sitting back on the couch waiting for the perfect calculated move when everything is perfect and I understand everything perfect. I can say that you're going to just miss out on life. Recently, I had a very sad experience. About 2 weeks ago, one of my best friends from my acting community passed away. Suddenly, though I knew he wasn't well, go on Facebook, found out that he had crossed over. Within the same week, I had another friend. Get up in the morning, turn on my cell phone. I saw a friend had crossed over. Oh my gosh. And then it made me think, about 3 weeks ago, a friend of mine on Facebook told me that a dance teacher that we had had in college, a wonderful lady who gave me so much inspiration, so much encouragement. She was so creative back in the early 70s when I worked with her. And she had crossed over. All three had cancer. And was I upset about death? Not so much about death. I understand death is part of the process. We're all going to leave at one point. It's just part of the equation. What I was left with was the incredible contribution these people made to my life, that I sparkle because I met these people, because I had the opportunity to know them, that I had conversations. We did things. We created things, you know, we were committed to things. Their sparkle lit my sparkle. Their light lit my light. And I was just so grateful that I had the opportunity to meet them. They made my life better. Will I miss them? Absolutely. Some I hadn't talked, the one teacher I hadn't talked to in years, but that didn't matter. She helped me go from being an introverted, very shy person to a very fully expressed dancer that was so strong and just, you know, just so out there, you know. And the other one supported me with my painting, was so gracious and so kind and gave me such support. So what am I saying? Life does not exist in our heads. Stepping into your power is not a head thing. It's not in your head. It's going to look like something on the court, something in your life that you're doing, you're changing, and that you are so committed to creating in your life. In order to create something new, we have to let go of something, right? So if you want to be inspired and motivated and have this great life, you got to let go of what isn't that. What do I mean? If you're not working out, you're not taking care of your body, and you're complaining, and you're spending time watching soap operas or doing something wasting your time. You're going to have to let go of that. That's holding the space of a life that is brilliant. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing that, what I just described. Don't want it to seem like a judgment. But if you want to feel alive and inspired and working towards being a contribution in the world and in your family, it is going to be about letting go of where you spend your time. And that includes sitting, talking to yourself, being in your own negative thoughts, or not, and then hiding it by being nice to other people and doing nice things and making it look like you're busy just because you're being busy, but you're distracting yourself from what you really want. It's time to tell the truth. And so an angel card reading can help you see where you're not telling the truth. An angel card reading can help you see that you are really are ready to cross over that bridge, to cross over into the next type of life that you want. And the coaching can give you ongoing support, whether you're working with me or you're in a support group or you're in a class or you meet week to week, and you can be held accountable. What did you do differently? Where did you fail? Where did you succeed? It really is about measuring and monitoring your successes. You know, sometimes we spiritual people and like artist types, we have a hard time thinking that it can be looked at in statistics. And I know I did that for years, but it's all numbers. Everything is numbers. Our age is a number. Our weight is a number. When we are born is a number. When we die is a number. Everything is in statistics and numbers. Whatever I can do today to inspire you to step into your power and to accept that there is so much love for you in regards to your prayers. Whatever you've prayed for has been heard. Are you willing to accept what you're praying for? If you're holding on to a resentment because a business partner insulted you or disrespected you, I've been there, done that, so I can talk about it. You have no space for something new. You have to forgive and let go. What are your complaints? Take a look at what are your complaints, where can you forgive and let go, and be willing to not have it as a complaint anymore. That's the other thing. You can have a drama-free life, which includes not hating your body. Yes, and that could be, okay, this is my weight. It's not the weight I want, but I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to be loving with it. I'm going to eat the right foods, and I'm going to take it to the gym or to dance class 2-3 times a week, nonstop, even in the holidays, even when people are not well, and there's funerals and things. I mean, things that I went through. I knew I had to stay with my regimen. Was it hard? Absolutely. My legs were like jello. When I heard that my first friend had passed, I felt wobbly. I felt dizzy. I felt discombobulated. And then when my second friend passed, I felt, you know, even more like immobilized. So I let myself rest more, nurture yourself. I'm not saying to deny it and be like a robot. I'm asking you to be present to the feelings, the incredible, incredible, beautiful feelings of being alive, which includes sadness and disappointment, anger. If you fully experience it in that moment, it disappears. It appears. If you try not to feel it, you can see what's happening. You're pushing against it, and it's like a war. It just keeps coming towards you. If you fully allow yourself to embrace it, it disappears. And if you need help with this, find a professional. I had to get help. I had to learn how to do it. If I computed, before I came on the air today, I said, you know, you need to talk about how much money you spend on courses and seminars and workshops and time that I spent sitting in chairs, listening and learning, I could have 10 PhDs in human potential movement and, you know, and listening in 12-step programs, coaching, communication courses. But I don't own a super flat screen TV and fancy things in my home. I put my money towards self-development, personal development. And do I regret it? Absolutely not. It is the best investment I ever made. And right now, I'm rambling a little bit, it's because I'm excited. I really want to communicate to you something that'll make a difference for you in 2017. At Hay House right now, there's 50% off on their online courses. And you might say, well, which one should I choose? Choose. You know, sometimes life is not even about the right choice. For some of us, we've been immobilized and paralyzed about choosing. I can't choose. I'm confused. The best way to break through that addiction, that pattern of I don't know what to do, is just choose something and go do it. Really. Put your $400 down, your $600 down. You know, nowadays it costs $1,600 or $1,400, but put your money down and go do it. That's when you'll start learning what it is to commit. You know, commitment and choice is not going to show up, I'm sorry, like writing in the sky. You know, like, oh, this is the right choice. But the more you do it, the more you choose, you develop that feeling in your body. You know innately what is your pure choice that is good for you. But if you're the type, and I only mention this is because I used to be that too. I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Another year would go by. I don't know what to do. And I would do stupid jobs. And I say stupid jobs. They were jobs that were lower than my intelligence level. You know, there were jobs that did provide money so that I could do my painting, but the waitressing jobs and being a background actor, being in the background, even though I was working with really famous people, I put myself in the back. I didn't deserve to be in the front. Did I make money? Sure, I made money. You know, that might, you know, I made overtime. I made double overtime. But did it fill my heart and make me happy at the end of the day, really? No, because I knew I had more to give, more to contribute, more to create. And as long as I chose that, that's what I chose. So I'm really happy I chose that so that I could learn to choose this. You see, so you have to make a choice. And if you're so fearful, you know, I don't know if to make the right choice, then what can I say? You have to learn to trust your choices. We are living in a time, especially if you're in the United States, we have, of course, politics we may not like, but we have so many opportunities. If you don't know how to use technology and the computers, go get free training at your, you know, your Apple store or at your library. The high school kids will show you how to, you know, work with WordPress. You know, there's so much support, but we think other people have it easier. So in terms of being empowered, we think because they grew up over there, had a different families and went to college, that good college, that they have it better than you. Or we think, and I'm going to really say it, this might disappoint a few, we think because we're from a different culture, a different country, that we have it less than somebody else. There may be situations that we may have to move through, maneuver through, navigate through, but all doable. You know, my mother came here who didn't speak the English language in the 50s. She married my father, who's an American. She took a big risk. And in some cases where Japanese women married American GIs, it failed. Failed in divorce. Though that may have been a better situation for some of the women because maybe they were being abused, so they left. So we don't know what happened. But what I'm trying to say is that she took a big risk to leave her country. She didn't to go to a country where she didn't speak the language, where after in the 50s, they actually didn't like or even hated, you know, this immigrants coming from Japan after the war. You know, we're talking enemies. So she took a huge risk, but it ended up panning out beautifully. Some of the risks that I've taken have panned out beautifully, but I'm telling you, here's one. I came to New York City after college with $100, a trunk of my clothes, no place to live, and no job. I had possibilities, but nothing was set in gold. Nothing was set in writing. You know, and as I got older, I took less risks. So that's why I started taking these courses and workshops and getting coaching so that I would stay in the zone of taking chances and taking risks. And that's why I can say at 62, I'm going to equate my health and happiness to my ability to jump into fear, take risks. My health is pretty great. I have nothing to complain about, because I allow my life force energy to move through my body, and I embrace my circumstances, and I take note where I need to make changes, and I make changes. And if I need coaching, I get coaching. And I stay as someone, I treat myself as someone who, with love and respect, so that I know I don't have to ever be stuck. So when you step into your power in 2017, with love and support of the angels, know that that support is there. You will be caught. You know, you're going to be held, but you're going to have to let go of what no longer serves you. I'm going to assert, even though I've been talking about it for a full year, let go of what no longer serves you. People, places, and things. Many of us will still take it right, cross right into 2017. The ball will drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! And we will still be complaining about the same old stuff. I can say this because I did it too for many years. So let's take a look at if we really want to step into our power in 2017. Will we allow the love and support of the angels that's there for us to enter our lives, to be and act different? You know, if you've been someone that's been on welfare and grew up really poor, that doesn't have to be your mindset for the rest of your life. That can be part of your story, but you can be the one who turns that around. If you were sexually abused as a young child, that doesn't have to be your mark. It could be part of your story where you succeed and thrive. Now, if you were a drug addict or an alcoholic, that can be part of your story, but not who you are. So 2017, a number one year, starting over a whole new cycle. Where do you give away your power? That's what you want to take a look at between now and January 1st. Where do you give away your precious life force energy? You don't have to get too heavy about it. So I sound like I'm a little heavy right now. But we just want to tell the truth. We want to tell the truth. Wonderful thing about it is that once you start telling the truth and you get into the action of saying, you know, I got a family member that I just enable. They're whining, they're complaining, they don't get any help. The best thing for you may be to create a boundary and not interact so much. We can pray for people at a distance, but we may not want to be on the phone constantly giving them guidance if they're not making any changes, because we could see that perhaps we're like addicted to the drama of other people, constantly wanting to put out the fires over there. Oh, that person needs help. That person needs help. Oh, I'm a good person. I'm giving all this help to other people. And in the meantime, we're not going to the gym. We're not taking care of ourselves. We're not preparing the foods that are best for us. We're not having time to meditate or to work on our projects. So this show is kind of a wake-up call, hopefully. Step into your power in 2017. So between now and then, write a list of your complaints. Write a list of where you give away your power so you can really see it. And then look for the resource page that's going to be on my website. It's going to be up during probably the end of the week. And you can see books that I recommend, workshops I recommend, my own coaching program that I'm going to put into place for next year. And right now I'm going to go ahead and do the weekly reading for the week. And I do have the Fairy Tarot card. And the very first card is Princess of Spring. It's time to go after your dreams. Do something that expands your horizons. Let your creativity take. So if it is getting out your colored pencils, and some of you have started coloring this past year with all these new coloring books for adults. You know, if you feel like you want to paint, go out and get a small canvas or a big canvas and just throw some paint on it. It's time to really jump into what you've been thinking about for a long time. So Princess of Spring, the energy is with us, 12-12. This is a super, super, super full moon coming tomorrow. You can feel it already. If you're super sensitive with full moons, you've probably been feeling it for the past few days. It is a perfect time to write down on a piece of paper that list of complaints that you want to let go of. You can burn it, bury it, freeze it. It's time to let go. The middle of the week, we have the Chariot. So we have success that comes from dedication and self-discipline, celebrating your accomplishments, being in the spotlight. Some of you will experience the fruits of your labor from the past year, and they can be small rewards, but they're big. Make sure you acknowledge yourself for your where you succeed, where you win your games. The Chariot is with us. It says that you're going to experience some of that dedication that you put into and self-discipline. You're going to be celebrating your accomplishments. Somebody may pay you. You may get some new clients. The angels said, yeah, they may pay you. They may pay you money. They may buy things from you. Acknowledgements. So just be ready for this life-changing card in the middle of the week at the Chariot. And that's really great, great energy right after this full moon. We're going to still be in the orb of the full moon. And then towards the end of the week, we have Eight of Summer, the desire for more meaningful life, realizing that it's time to move on, choosing to make major life changes. So you can see, you know, I do these readings sometimes a month in advance. If I have a busy schedule, I shoot all my videos, but I always see the timeliness and spot on of these readings with what's going on in the world and in my life. So I'm sharing this with you, this whole idea, really being connected to that desire to have in a more meaningful life. And it may be that in your job that you don't struggle so much. Like I said earlier, having business partners where you have acknowledgement, friendship, ease versus stress. There's always going to be some stress, but we don't need to add more. And realizing that it's time to move on. It may not happen overnight, your changes, but once you make that decision and you really make it firmly, the universe conspires to help you. But you have to be ready to say that. Many of us would rather be so connected and committed to our complaints. If only this person hadn't done this to me. If only my parents were different, if only my situation were different, then I could be happy. If only that teacher didn't say that thing to me. If only Trump wasn't elected president. He's not completely yet, but anyway. If only, you know, and so we hold on to that, and you know, that's closing the door. We have to be willing to say, I give it all up. I'm tired of pretending. Bring on the magic. And if the magic includes me being magical and saying, I let go of all that no longer serves me, I don't have to forgive the people of the actions that they did. Some of it is, you know, reprehensible. Some of it is just pure evil. But we can forgive the human beings because it's taking up space in our body, in our mind. And I was guided to pull one more card, which is the World. And it says, a brilliant success, the freedom to go in any direction, a journey that is now complete. This is an acknowledgement that if you take those actions based on what you know what you need to do and just take the actions, have the conversations that are uncomfortable, go ahead and do all of that, you're going to have a brilliant success, the freedom to go in any direction. You're going to sense that. You know, sometimes it's not like somebody in front of you saying, hey, you can go here, you can go there. It's really that you know it. You know it in your body. You just know it. A journey that is now complete, completing the past. I highly recommend Landmark Education, those courses. They're at most major cities in the United States. That's going to be on my resource page. You know, it's time for us to be fully present as light workers, fully empowered, fully lit up with the love from our heart, connecting to the light and love and the angels and God, the higher power, so that we can be a beacon of light for other people who are not listening to this conversation right now. They're not. They don't even know they have a choice. And when we have the World Card Show up here, it says, if you're listening, you have access to the whole world. Go beyond what you think your desires are. Go bigger. The angels are saying, bigger. What is your bigger prayer? Your biggest prayer may be peace on earth. And peace on earth between all the countries and all the governments and all the peoples and all the cultures first begins with me. Make peace with yourself. Make peace with your family at this holiday time. And you can go into the 2017 in a much, much more empowered way. So I said I was going to do daily readings, but I'm not. Those who called in, you can contact me and I will do a mini audio reading for you. Those who are listening live today, only live today. And I will do a mini reading, like a 5-minute reading. I'll email it to you. You just need to contact me through my website, B. Calvano Coaching. Ask me your question, a simple question, and I'll give you a mini reading that I normally would have done on my radio show today. And this is only for those who are listening live today, 12/12/2016. Let me see if there's anything else. And that includes the people that are in the chat room. I see I am that I am there. Thank you for listening today. If you want a reading, yes, let's do that. Just email me. And then give me until Wednesday so that I have some time. There are other things that I need to get done, and I'll get back to you. I just really want to acknowledge you and show you how deeply I appreciate your listening, and I appreciate your willingness to change your life, transform your life. I acknowledge you for the courage it takes to let go of the past. What you're doing, the work that you're doing now, is not just from this lifetime. It's from many, many, many lifetimes. And you're willing to let it all go. And you're willing to allow yourself to connect to your diamond white light that's there within you so that you can provide that. And for many of you, that this may be your last incarnation, that you don't have to come back to do any more work. So it takes courage to face life and to know that the angels keep saying, don't be afraid of failing. Go ahead and fail. If you are going to live with regret, that's like the worst poison you can have. You know, one of my mentors, Gary Vaynerchuk, says, you know, go visit a nursing home and ask the people who are sitting in their wheelchairs, in their hospital beds, do you have any regrets? Or what is the one thing that you could tell me about your life? And they say, I regret I didn't try this. I regret I didn't try this. I regret I didn't try to find a partner, a loved one. I regret I didn't try. So that is what I leave you with. If you need additional coaching, feel free to contact me at my website, and I do personal sessions either on Skype or on the telephone or in person here in the New York City area. I made some changes for the new year, so I'm not going to be at the Awaken Fair in January, and I'm going to be focusing more on new artwork, which is spiritually inspired, new paintings, watercolors, and my writing. and I may be doing less of this, but I definitely will still be doing my angel readings, you know, personal work. But I'm really inspired for 2017 for me to complete and to really just really bask in the joy of my creativity and talent as an artist. And I'm just going to close the show early today. Bless you. Connect with your angels. Allow yourself to be supported by positive inspiration. Really catch yourself. Be in quiet and in nothingness instead of constantly being fed by any type of thing that you listen to or you see yourself addicted to in terms of social media or the news. Give yourself some quiet time. And even during the holidays, carve out some time where you're just with yourself. You don't ever, ever, ever have to be doing things that make you feel bad. You just don't. And again, I'm guided to talk about it. If you see that you may have addictions, addictions can also be codependency. Many of us light workers and people who are empathic and very giving and intuitive are very codependent. You know, we're so heart opened that we feel everyone else, and we constantly want to make sure everybody else is all right, or we're constantly taking in their information. It can be a real burden. So you want to take a look at if that is an issue for you, codependency. And if you may have depression, you want to take a look at the holiday season, how alcohol affects you. Alcohol is not for everyone. For some, it's an allergy, and they actually feel worse than better. Allow the angels to support you and be rigorously honest about yourself and your life at this time so you can release all that no longer serves you and be the pure white light that you are. You already are. You just want to unveil and to take away that which is not you. Also, just be on the guidance and support. Find mentors and teachers that you want their energy. What I mean is, and I'm just guided to say it, I wouldn't go for relationship coaching or someone who has had failed relationships and is not really doing that area of their life in an inspired way. I'm going to just say it. I would not be getting coaching for someone who has relationship issues so that you can be a better person in relationship with the world. It just doesn't work that way. We spiritual teachers have to walk our talk. And that's just our integrity. Your money, your finances, what you offer for services is very valuable, and you deserve to have that which will serve you. And then that's how we learn also from making mistakes. Don't allow yourself to be paralyzed by not making a choice either. You know, so move forward. Allow the angels to totally support you. Allow Michael to be with you at all times. He is. He's holographic. And take a look at the Hay House courses also. They're 50% off right now. There may be, there's drama detox, I know. I think there's assertiveness coaching training right now, which could really, Doreen Virtue, my mentor's work, is truly inspiring and very helpful and affordable that you can do from your computer. Wish you the very, very best holiday season. Spend some time listening to beautiful music. Allow yourself to bask in the beautiful light of the Ascended Masters, whatever your religious background is, your spiritual path. Allow this time, and also allow, be willing to allow the golden light of Christ to fill you as a healing, healing power. Have a beautiful day. And again, if you would like the mini reading with me, contact me on my website, only for live listeners today. Have a beautiful holiday, and I'll talk to you next year from Blog Talk Radio. Let's Ask the Angels.
Whole world is watching us now. It's a little intimidating.
goodbye.